Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to Season 2 of Got 'Em, Coach, the show that doesn't believe in boasting and bragging, so we won't mention the 4,000-plus downloads and the fan base that stretches over 50 cities and 30 countries around the world.
Because that would be doing too much.
Now, here's your host, the mayor of the Four Point Island, Tyrone Smith.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I can't even 50 Tyson y'all right now, man. Look, this is what happens when you're being lazy. You gotta make up your laziness somehow, some way. You gotta make up your laziness. So I'm back. I'm back. At least for this week. I'm back. I can't make no promises on weeks going forward, but I'm gonna try my best to be back every week. Try to be back on a consistency of episodes. But a hater will tell you that I've been gone for a minute. That hater will be right. But look, let me explain myself, man. Because in this far, far fantasy of the world that I live in, some aliens stole my mic and my computer and
what?
My headphones. They stole it and they held it hostage.
What?
For like 6 weeks. And I wasn't able to get it back. Because I had to answer this question about spring chickens.
What?
And I didn't understand what the question about spring chickens was, because I didn't know there was a difference between a spring chicken, a summer chicken.
What?
And a fall chicken and a winter chicken.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
I thought chicken was chicken, you know? Especially if you put the right seasonings on it.
What?
Throw some barbecue sauce on it, a little hot sauce. You know, if you got a little ranch, you could throw a little ranch on there too. You know, get you some fries. You know, put a little barbecue on the fries, and you good to go. So I didn't know it was the difference between the chickens.
Well, I'm out, man.
Thanks for listening.
So I had to find out. I had to go deep into my mind. Find out what it was about this spring chicken.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
And I couldn't figure it out because it wasn't spring. It was fall. No, it was winter.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
And the winter chicken can't tell the difference between the spring chicken.
My mind is always open to new ideas.
So the spring chicken don't know with its real purpose. And what in the heck am I talking about right now, man? See, this is why I can't give y'all legitimate reasons for why I don't do stuff. For example, I was late on the bill, and they said, hey, look, we need a reason on why you're late on this bill. So I legit sat there for like 2 minutes trying to think of a lie to come up with the reason why I couldn't pay this bill. And I'm like, I can't come up with no lie. Let me just go ahead and tell the truth. Like, look, I ain't had the money. Like, that's the honest. That is the real reason why I have it. But I sat there. I was going to say my dog ate my bill. The cat scratched up the bill. You know, I didn't get no notification. I was going to think of anything I could possibly say not to pay this bill. But I couldn't think of nothing. So I just had to be honest and say, look, I just couldn't pay the bill. But yeah, this is why this is why I can't come up with legitimate excuses for anything, because you know it's just not in me, man. And my excuses be some of the most ridiculous things you could ever hear, man. It's tough. But I'm back and I missed y'all, man. I know y'all miss me. Y'all ain't gotta tell me. I know y'all ain't gotta tell me that y'all don't miss me. I missed y'all. I know y'all miss me too. Cause I be missing myself sometimes too, even though I see myself every day when I look into a mirror. Yeah, that's that stuck upness in me, man. You know, hey, look, don't get it conflicted. Now, dark skins can be conceited too, man. They can be conceited too. Not as conceited as the light skins, but we definitely have our moments in stuck upness. I mean, I guess that comes with the territories, because us dark skins, we always getting disrespected. We get disrespected. We always get disrespected. Look, you put us in a room, you put 10 women in the room, and you put 10 women in the room, you put 11 dudes in the room, you put nine lights and you put 10 lights in there and one dark. I guarantee you, two of them women gonna fight over one of them light skins, and the dark skin dude just gonna sit there and look helpless and as if he's not worthy. So yeah, I guess that's how I go. I don't know how I go. Look, I've been dealing with this situation ever since I become attractive enough for women to recognize me. So that's been what, 2 years? 2 years? 2 years? I think that's what I become. It's funny. I get attractive when I get older. I don't know how that's gonna make me feel. I hope I don't find myself in no. Nah, let me not go there. Let me not go there, man. But R. Kelly, man, you, man. Whew. Lord have mercy. You know the crazy thing about it is, hey, people. I always find this funny, because you will find people who will support like people who, you know what I'm saying, who got, you know, who endured these horrible things, and you say, oh well, we can't take away, you know, we can separate the music from the person. Like, no, you can't separate the music or whatever the person does. You can't separate that aspect of them from the actual person, because it's still the same thing to me. In my eyes, it's still the same thing. So you gonna have people that's like legit like still support them or whatever the case may be. But here I am working my butt off. I ain't got no kind of record or nothing like that of that nature. And I ain't done nothing crazy. And I can't even get I can't even get a subscribe on YouTube. I can't even get a subscribe on this dude's breakdown page. Like, come on, man. What is this? What kind of world do we live in? Well, where's my water at? Where's my water at? I need some water right now, cause I'm gonna get the preaching. Mom ain't even here. Oh, she ain't left the preaching spirit in my house, man. I get these weird urges to preach about random things now. I don't know what's going on. She the reason. It's her fault. No, man, but I missed y'all, man. I miss just being able to come on the mic and talk random stuff like I'm doing now, man. But hey, that R. Kelly situation, man, that junk crazy, man. That junk crazy. I don't even know what to say, man. That junk wild. But ain't it crazy that he wasn't able to? It took him like 3 days to make $100,000 in bail, and he and sold what, 75 million records worldwide, 40, 75 arrests, something like that. That's a lot of money. And that just goes to show you how crazy the music industry is, man. You sell all these records, man. You can't even make bail when you get yourself in trouble. But man, that's tough, man. You know, I hopefully due process is done. I mean, if this is true, you know, he should pay. If it ain't true, then, you know, he should walk free. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, we are innocent until proven guilty, even though in public perception. And in today's media world, we are guilty until proven innocent. So, you know, we shall see how it goes going forward, man. You know, I don't really see this going to trial. I think somehow, some way, it's going to be a deal worked out. I don't know to what extent. But I see a deal being worked out. I don't potentially see him doing any jail time, man. You know, celebrities get away with whatever. They get away with whatever, man. And that's just what it is. You know what's gonna be funny though? I wonder if he's gonna have to register as a sex offender. Like, cause I don't know, man. You know, that's some predatorial type stuff that he on right now. If I'm the prosecution, if y'all got all this evidence true, ain't no deal, bitch. We gonna take this to trial. We gonna make sure you go away for however long you need to go away for. And then they saying it's like 3 or 4 actual video evidence of him doing, you know, with the sexual abuse, man. Come on, R. Kelly, bro. Like, look, what's done in the dark comes to the light eventually. So I'm scared to get old. I hope the things that I've done in the dark don't come to light. I'm not saying that I've done anything that needs to come to light. But you never know. You never know. But yeah, so R. Kelly, man, that job crazy. And then the dude from what's that one show? It's not Power, Empire. The one dude who paid the dudes to beat him up. You know, so he could like that's so crazy. Like I mean, you already on a hit show, like why do you need to do something like that, bro? Like, come on, man. Like, you already famous, you already got the fan base behind you. Like what is this gonna prove? If it's true. I mean, you don't know. Like I said, you innocent until proven guilty, even though in media perception now you're guilty until you're proven innocent. And in most cases, you're guilty until you're guilty. You're forever guilty, even if you're innocent. But you know, that's just wild, man. You know, I kind of felt it was fake. I just kind of felt it. Like, I don't know. Like, it was this. It's this weird bone in my body that just kind of aches when I get fakeness, or I hear fakeness, or I see fakeness around me, and it kind of itches a little bit. You know. You know how most bones, like, they like hurt. You know. You know, you be in pain. No, this bone itches. So it's like, man, I don't know. That don't seem like it's too legit. That thing needs to be legit for the quit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just what it is. But man, what's Chicago, man? Chicago, like, sure. Look, we had that polar vortex, and you know, we had that bomb wind and all that other stuff. Everybody out here acting crazy, especially in Chicago, man. What's going on, Chicago? Y'all need to talk to me, man. Let me know what's going on with your folks out there, with your high profile folks. You know what I'm saying? Y'all out there acting wild, man. Like, come on, man. Like, what's really going on? What else? Oh, this local news. I just found this out yesterday. Like, this is crazy too, man. The pastor and killed the transgender woman. Like, huh? Like, really? Come on, man. Like, and then, like, look, if you from all my Detroiters, y'all know where I'm from. Shout out to my North Indians out there. You know, we out here making moves. You know, never forget where you came from. I'll never forget where I came from. The North End made me who I am, man. Taught me that I never wanted to go back to the hood. But Look, when you drive, look, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't really too good with directions and nothing like that. So, yeah, so when you drive a certain way, just put it like that, when you drive a certain way, you go into this area called Palmer Park. It's like the absolute no-no area to go to, especially at night, because, you know, you see everything out there at night, man. You might see your aunties, you might see your uncles, you might see that third cousin you ain't seen in like 6 years. you might see your brother in drag. You know what I mean? You just don't know what you're gonna see when you out there at Palmer Park at night, man. That'd be crazy. But all jokes aside, man, it's a real big area for like the LGBT community. You know, it's a lot of people out there who just try to, you know, get by, you know, do what they can to get by. And apparently this pastor was a frequent visitor of the area and killed a transgender woman. Now, this is back in December, but the trial just recently started. So when you hear stuff like that, man, that junk is like, wow. It's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate. But yeah, man, you know, what's done in the dark comes to the light eventually. But yeah, there's that. And then just something off random. I do random things sometimes. Like, for example, the other day I was looking up Michigan, I was on the Michigan Department of Corrections looking up people who's in jail. Don't ask me why. Because I know a couple people that are currently incarcerated. So I wanted to see the mugs. I wanted to see the mug shots and stuff. But there's one particular friend that I know. Won't give no names, you know, just because that's something that I don't do. This one particular friend that I know just spent 9 years in prison, right? 9 years. They went to jail when they were 19 years old. And spent 9 years in jail. Won't go into the specific reason why, because, you know, frankly, that's frankly like none of my business why. But you know, that's just what it is. So they spent 9 years in, and they had just got out in August. I can't remember the exact date, because, you know, I was being nosy. I had been following, and I seen that they were getting real, real close to possibly being released. So I wanted to see if they was gonna be released, and they had got released. So, you know, they're enjoying freedom for the first time in 9 years. Could you imagine? Could you imagine all the things that you want to do? You just get released for the first time. You ain't seen freedom in 9 years. You haven't had a home-cooked meal in 9 years. You haven't been able to do anything in 9 years. I wonder, what would be the first thing that you would want to do if you just spent like a considerable amount of time in jail? What would be the first thing that you want to do? Me, honestly, the first thing that I probably would want to do is I probably want to go get me an outfit. Like, forget the food. I want to go get me an outfit. I want to go to the barber. I want to go get me an outfit. I need to go get me a pair. It seemed like the first day out outfit is like a pair of like Air Force Ones. That's like the. And not saying I know a whole bunch of people who got out of jail, but I don't know. I just seem like that would be the first shoe that a person would buy when they get out of jail. Because more often than not, they're not buying the shoes, because when they come home from jail, they coming home with probably like $5, $6, $7, you know, from the prison account. I mean, I don't know how the prison thing works, so I'm just kind of guesstimating what could be. It seemed like Air Force Ones would be the first outfit out, in like some Levi jeans and like a white tee. That'd be like the first day out outfit. Like, I remember when I had went to Charlotte from, cause I was supposed to go to Vegas, and I couldn't get no plane to Miami. So I had ended up taking a trip to Charlotte.
I remember going to this store, and like I had nothing with me. All I had was like my book. Like I felt like I felt like a first day outer. Like, cause all I had was a bag. Like I just had a book bag. I had my book bag, had my computer in it. It had a pair of shoes that I was leaving there, and it had, I think I had like a t-shirt in there or something like that. But I didn't have no toothpaste. I didn't have no deodorant. I didn't have no soap. Like all that was in my main bag that was in Vegas. So I remember having to go to this store. It was something similar. I can't remember the store in Charlotte, but it was something similar to like a Marshalls or like a Burlington in Michigan. I don't know if they had those. I don't think that was the name of the store, but that was something similar to what it was in Charlotte. So I remember actually having to go to this store and having to get my first day out outfit, like clothes to get me through a couple days. And I remember I got these jeans that were like $20, and I got me some Calvin Klein t-shirts, and I had to get me these Brock boxer briefs that was really, really tight that I couldn't wear, and you know, some socks. And I just remember having to get all this stuff and just being so embarrassed because I felt like I had just got home from jail. It was like super embarrassing. It was super embarrassing. Knowing that in my bag I had my merch in there, you know, I had my Westbrook 10s in there, I had my Last Shot 14s in there, I had my rose gold foam posits, I had my I'm Back 10s in there, I had all these kicks in there that I couldn't wear for like 3 days because they had to get my bags from Vegas and they had to ship them boys back to Charlotte. And then when I was able to ship them back to Charlotte, I could only wear them for like a couple days because I had to get back to Michigan. So I always wonder, like, what would be the first thing that a person did? Like R. Kelly, the first thing that he did, he went to McDonald's, got him a quarter pounder and a coffee. Like, I don't know how that mixed together, but hey man, you know, you just spent 3 days in the can, you know what I'm saying? You ain't been able to eat the caviars and none of that. You know what I'm saying? So I know that quarter pounder tasted like sex on the beach. And I know sex ain't the last word that he would want to hear right now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm pretty sure that's what it tasted like. But, yeah. So, yeah. Back to my friend. They had just got out and they just went back. They got released on the 17th, and on the 8th, they got arrested again. Went right back to jail. Like, when they say that the possibility rate of you returning to jail is like 65% or 70% or something like that, that joke is real. And then you gotta really think about it. In the prison systems, man, they don't really give opportunities for, I mean, they give opportunities, you know, you can go to school, you can go to class, you can learn the trade, this, that, and the third. But like for people, like, I think that should be mandated for everybody. Like everybody who's in jail, if you have the opportunity to get back into the free world, you should have to take a skill, a trade skill, or you should have to do something to where when you get out into the free world, you know, you have something that you can lean on and you can go to these people and, you know, start working. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't take advantage of that, and I think those be the ones who have to go back. And then you gotta think about it, when most people get out of jail, they don't really have family or nothing like that to really go to, so they have to really do everything that they can just to survive. So I mean I can see the best of both worlds. A lot of people like going to jail because, you know, at least it's somewhere to stay. And you get 3 square meals a day, even though the square meals may be crap, you know, you get 3 square meals at least, you know? God, I've been rambling for 23 minutes, man. What is going on here? Bro, I mean, you know, cause I haven't been on the mic in so long, man. I just want to talk about some of the things that I've been experiencing, man. And then there's another thing. Like I said, I'm weird, so I go through these little instances where I just look up certain things, you know, certain things that may be on my mind or whatever the case may be. So I stayed in this apartment in Detroit, and I just wanted to kind of see what was going on with the apartment. I wanted, because every time I would look on that apartment website, I always wanted to see if it was reviews, because, you know, my experiences there were terrible. Like, I had horrible experiences there. Like, the place was small. Like, I had to, you know, it was small. It was cramped up, you know. But it was like, when I first moved out on my own and into my own place, when you 22, 23 years old, you know, that's the best thing, man, you know. And look, my apartment was flourished. Even though I had, like, you know, the old school flat screen TVs with the big back and super bulky TV. I had one of them joints. It was like a 55 inch. And I put this on this little dollar store TV stand that could only hold like 32 inches. And, you know, I think it had to be like a flat screen. And this is a big TV, and it held it for a long time. I was surprised I was able to hold it for so long. Matter of fact, I wonder if I can get that. I don't know. I might have to see if I can get that that thing from over here on Westminster. I don't know if we can go back in there or not. It's this entertainment system. Then that would defeat me the purpose of me having to buy an entertainment system. But what was I talking about? Oh, so I wanted to see if I could go and see if I can get a review on this apartment that I used to stay in, because I wanted to see what people thought of this apartment, because I like the last year and change that I stayed in this apartment, that apartment was terrible. Like, I really didn't like being in that apartment. So I looked into this apartment. Matter of fact, let me see if I could pull up the the reviews now. And so I'm reading the reviews, right? It has three reviews on Google, and they each average one star. Could you imagine? One star. So I'm about to read one of these reviews to y'all, because I want y'all to understand what it was like for me when I was struggling before I was able to unstruggle anymore. This is the kind of things that I had to deal with. So I'm gonna read this one particular review. Let me see which one I want to read. I want to read this one because this one seems like it's a little more in depth and detailed. Matter of fact, no, I'm gonna read this one from this one, because let's see, this one just got two reviews. This person do 23 reviews, so you know they be on their thing when they come to read these reviews. So let's read it. My phone is 60%, so I gotta hurry up. So this is a review from a certain person who stays in the complex that I used to stay in. So look, it says, okay. To start off, nothing gets fixed on time. The gate has been stuck open for 3 months, yet I pay for secure parking and cars are being broken into and stolen. That's tough. The doorbell was out for 2 months, so there was a lot of yelling going on, and the door stay propped open, not secure at all. Mice are everywhere, and now bed bugs are on the rise. I let no one from here in here. Out of the three washers and four dryers, one washer and two dryers work. The building is so thin you can hear other people's conversations, TV, walking, talking, and other intimate things very clearly. Look. Look. It was one instance. I was in a nice deep sleep and all you heard was, and it woke me up. So I'm thinking somebody getting shot. You know what I'm saying? I thought somebody was up there fighting. So you know me, I'm nosy. I got up, you know, I propped it like some books on the bed, and you know, I put my ear up to the top of the door, up on top of the wall to hear what was going on. What's going on up there? Do I need to call 911? But then I realized that it wasn't no domestic thing going on. It was definitely somebody trying to get their day started off right. So you know, can't be mad at them for that. But the walls there were very, 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 very thin, very, very thin. Everyone is complaining about the appliances, and the building needs a deep cleaning. Facts. And I don't want to start on the crime in here and around here. Shaking my head. Now look. This one particular apartment, the only thing it got going for himself, they're doing a lot of things within that within that area. You know, shout out to the Little Caesars Arena, shout out to the Q Line, all that. So, yeah, that's the only one good thing about it. But other than that, bruh, crazy. Very noisy, too many young people, and I'm not old. This is a drug / party building. You will never get any sleep. I have to rent rooms at times to get caught up on sleep. Worst place I have ever lived. And they say no dogs on the apartment search site. Lie, there are dogs that just bark all the time, and the cats urinate in the stairwells. I'm done. And the kids just run and skate and play in the halls. This is truly an animal house situation. Paid to park since the gate been open. Everyone parks in there. No room for the people that pay. And then I mentioned the guy that lives under the stairwell, the flasher. Not fair. I gotta pay. So does he. Dog. Now, I don't remember all that. I don't remember the flasher and all that, but man, boy. See, I was young, so you know, the noise ain't really bothering me because I make noise right along with it. Turn on the 2K, get the 2K popping. You know what I'm saying? And it was good. We was good to go. But it was just, it was so funny to read that, man, because, you know, I stayed there. You know, I always wonder what it was like, you know, after I left, you know. Did it get better? Did it get worse? You know, they've been renovating. I put renovating in quotation marks. They've been renovating them apartments for so long, man. I figured that they ain't renovated them joints, but they ain't renovated them yet. Look, I was supposed to been giving grades on the trade deadline. I don't know. You know, I just posted a motivation to get a cracking episode. I might not even use that one. You know what? I might just use both of these today. But yeah, man, that done kind of crazy, man. That's wild. Anything else I can think of about talking about? Well, because it's been so long. It's been so long since I've been on the mic, man. You know, I don't know what's going on. You know, I just want to just get on here and talk and, you know, just kind of say stuff and, you know, make myself feel important just a little bit. Trump got the money, trying to get the money for the wall. I don't know how that's going to go. I don't think that's going to last long. And one thing that bothers me, a lot of people are always running about, you know, how they don't want Trump in office, this, that, and the third, and, you know, he's a nuisance and all that, and I agree with that. Like, he's not the most ideal person that we would want running our nation, but people don't realize that Mike Pence is a far worse person than Trump. Personal opinion. I feel like, you know, if you had to pick the two of the evils, I would definitely want Trump than Pence. Cause Pence is, you know, he doesn't seem like a guy who's really, you know, I don't think he will really understand like certain rights that people have or, you know, want or anything like that. You talk about slavery, I think you would really put like us in like to slavery type stuff. You know what I'm saying? So look, 2020, man, people doing all this complaining about what Trump is, what Trump ain't, you know, people realize that, you know, you gotta vote to change the narrative, right? You know, you gotta go out there, you know, you gotta vote, you know, you gotta make your voice, you gotta make your voice known, you gotta make it known that, you know, this is what you want. You know, if you want change, if you don't want to live in this dictatorship, if you don't want to pay taxes, you know what I'm saying, this is the second year that I owe taxes. Me, I owe taxes. Sucks. But I mean, if you want to change all this stuff, and you know all this complaining that everybody be doing on social media and all this other stuff, man, take that same energy to your voting poll and put that same energy into making, you know, the right change. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what people be killing me, man. People be killing me. They, you know, they do all this stuff for social media, but when it really come down to actually doing the stuff that they preach on social media, they don't do it. So it's like, what are you really doing? Like, what are you really doing? Like, is this really just for attention? Like, I think most people do a lot of different things for attention. It's like the people who post, like they'll be in the hospital and then they're like, they'll post their wristband on the on social media, like, oh, back at the hospital, like, okay. But I think people do that too. Like, oh my God, what's wrong? What's going on? Is everything okay? Like, I just can't ride with people like that, man. I just feel like people get on social media and they do the most. They do the most. Like, I don't need to know that you're in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't need to know what you're cooking. I don't need to know the fact that you ain't got your tax refunds yet. I don't need to know the fact that your tax refunds are, oh my God, and people with these tax refunds, bruh, like, somebody's posted on social media and they said that you notice that people who, you know, people that work ain't really talking about tax refunds, which is true, but it's these people, man, boy, dog, like, every other, like, dog, like, all they talk about is tax refunds, like, oh, I need my tax refund. This, that, and the third. Like, dog, like, yes, okay, you have 7 kids, which means you're going to get a nice, hefty tax refund back. You know what I'm saying? Like, get over yourself. Like, we don't care. Like, unless you getting that tax refund to, like, get, like, $200 or $300 to everybody, you know, who like a post or something like that, or whatever the case may be. Like, dog, we don't care about your tax refunds. Like, we not benefiting off of your tax refunds. Like, I just can't stand. I can't stand people like that. Like, everybody who feel like everybody everybody feel like everybody needs to know everything that goes on in their life. Like, that's why I'm not really on social media like that no more, because it's like, you know, like, frankly, I don't want nobody to know what's going on in my life, you know. You know, I might post a little something here and there, but, you know, like, this is stuff like that's, like 95%, like 96% close to actually happening. You know, it's just a matter of me putting in a little extra lead work. But, dog, it's like, man, people just be all out of it, man. They, like, people just want everybody to know every little thing about them, but then get mad when people question them about every little thing. Like, man, why are you in my business? Like, you just put your business out there on social media. Like, what do you expect from us? Like, dog, like, come on, man, get your mind right. Either you want us to know, either you gonna post what you want us to know, or, like, you not. Simple as that. Anything else I want to get off my chest? Oh, don't let a woman tell you that your dreams, or don't let nobody tell you that your dreams is too much for them to be with you. Live your best life, have as much fun as you can. You know, somebody will appreciate you, flaws and all. And, you know, until then, you know, just have fun doing what you do. Anything else? I realize how beautiful it is to have your own space. I love mom. And shout out to the home cooked meals I come home to every day. But, you know, I've been sleeping on the couch for about a month now. And, you know, my back is really, really hurting. But I love mom. So, you know, I do anything for mama dearest. And, anything else? I think that's it. I think I just shared everything that I needed to share. Oh, Robert Kraft. Mr. Kraft. Look, Mr. Kraft. Mr. Kraft. Mr. Kraft. Like, man, bro. Look. In one sense, I ain't mad at you. You know, we all got to get our rocks off eventually. It's got to happen eventually. But at the same time, Mr. Kraft, you are worth what, $6 billion? You in the billions? You got probably one of the most valuable franchises in the NFL. You know, You got the Kraft macaroni and cheese. You know, that's not looking too good. You know, I heard them stocks are taking a major dip lately. But you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese is still the creme de la creme when it comes to like boxed foods. It's the creme de la creme, you know what I'm saying? So you know, Kraft is always still gonna be relevant somehow, some way. But you mean to tell me that you couldn't look? I don't know how that worked, but look, I'm pretty sure that you could have put out like a something. You know, I know you know some little tenderonis, you know, nearby. You could have paid them X amount of dollars. You didn't have to go to the thing. You could have, you know, did it to the side. You know what I'm saying? Gave them a little cut off the side or whatever, and it went from there, man. But yeah, dog. He ain't gonna do no jail time. Look, he's not doing jail time. Like, they're not about to make Crab do no jail time out. NFL, that might be a whole nother situation. He might be looking at a little hefty little fine. But he ain't going to jail. He might have to do some community service, whatever, whatever. What if they make him like, you know, you have to hire like 5,000 people from the state of Florida into positions in your company? Like, that'd be tough. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they'll do that too. But you know, that's something to think about. Something to think about. But shout out to Mr. Crab, man. Like, boy. Boy. But they said some more prominent people on there, man. I ain't seen no other prominent people. Probably like they said like some financial people that was probably on there, man. Look. You on the road all the time? You know, you got this, then the third, and you know the wifey at that home, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. Sometimes, I mean, not condoning that this is the okay way to go about it, you know, because it's not the okay way to go about it. But I mean, you know, sometimes you know you get a little lonely, you feel a little less manish, and you know, sometimes you gotta make yourself feel like the king of the world. You know, you gotta get yourself happy. You know, sometimes you do what you gotta do. Don't do it if you ain't married, though. I mean, if you married, man, you better get you a FaceTime and, you know, have you some freaky FaceTime sessions. Or you better download you one of these apps so you can video chat, so you can see a little something. You single, man, why not let it fly? You feel me? Alright, I'm done, man. I'm done. I rambled on for 40 minutes. Like, there's a certain episode I wanted to do, but I ain't even able to do that episode, man. So, you know, it was good to, you know, just talk about certain things and this, that, and the third, man. Yeah, so I'm about to be up out of here, man. Look, I told y'all, I'm like, listen, this is the second one. So, 6, 4. I'm 4 episodes behind. So, I gotta do 2 more. And then probably next week I'll do the other 2, because probably you don't want to feel like doing the other 2. So I'm doing these 2, and then I'm gonna do 2 more, and I'm gonna have those 2 out for y'all Friday, so we can make that happen. But in the meantime, between time, at least you'll get 2 this week. So check these out, man, and y'all have fun, man. I'm Tyrone Smith, Wrong 2 Exclusive, Hustle Band, Sneaker Band, 4.9, Lock Them Up Wrong, Daytona 360 signing off, and I will holler at y'all the next notification that y'all get on y'all phone saying that Got Up Coach has posted a new episode. And I'm gonna keep saying that until we caught up. Then I can go back to next week. But yeah, peace.
Thanks for listening. Your support just helped the show get closer to that bag. For more info on the show, hit up Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Exclusive Breakdown. Talk to you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.